So, thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and good afternoon, everyone. So, the presentation today will look at some biochemical changes of Syzygium cuminae, or Ribena, during on-tree ripening. Now, for those of you in the audience, I want to clarify something before I start. Ribena that you see there is not the Ribena that you will see in your local supermarkets on the shelf. Alright, so just a quick clarification on that. Alright, so in beginning, I'll give you a brief background of the fruit. Now, Syzygium cuminae belongs to the Myrtaceae family. It is said to be native to the subtropical regions of southern Asia. We're talking particularly places like the northeastern section of India, Burma, the Andaman Islands, within that Indo-Malayan arc right there. Alright, the fruit is widely distributed and can be found on pretty much all continents except Europe and Antarctica, from my readings. And as such, it has been given a wide range of local names. I only have English names here that I can pronounce. Those include like Java plum, black plum, purple plum, the Indian blackberry, and of course Ribena, which we call it in Jamaica. Alright, the fruit or the tree usually flowers during the July to August period and ripens about a month later in September onto October. Okay, when the fruit begins to bear, it usually bears in clusters, changing from green at physiological maturity stage and moving into a dark purple, some might say, or a black color at the end, where it's fully ripe and harvested. Alright, for places like India, where the fruit is widely known and used, it is mainly used in traditional medicine and has a wide range of medicinal applications, some of which include the fact that the powder or liquid form of the seed can be used to control blood sugar levels. Because of these two chemicals, the alkali jambosine and a glycoside called jambolin. It can also be used to treat things such as an enlarged spleen, chronic diarrhea, and for persons who might have a young child at wet bed, it can also be used to help in urine retention. So you don't have to bring the child to the doctor to get any form of generic drugs. We have natural products here and natural fruits that can help in this problem. Of course, it has other uses, some of which include ornamental. It's used in apiculture and it's used as a dye. Of course, also in making furnitures. Okay. During fruit ripening, the fruit undergoes biochemical, physiological, and organoleptic changes as it matures and ripens. Fruits are harvested to meet the desirable attributes of consumers. Thus, the changes in the biochemistry of fruits is very important in optimizing whatever aspect of bioactive compounds that is there. It's very important, therefore, to seek out and understand how these chemicals vary during maturation or during ripening. Alright, so phenolic extracts, for example, of a fruit have been shown to exhibit antioxidant as well as anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer properties in humans. It's also seen that total and reducing sugars, some of which I am going to look at in this presentation, tends to increase during fruit ripening, but remains relatively stable during fruit maturation. Okay, so the aim of the investigation was to actually identify the different stages of ripening and then to assess the biochemical changes during the on-tree ripening of the fruit. We want to assess the on-tree ripening of this fruit because it is a climacteric fruit, non-climacteric, And as such, it does not ripen once the fruit is picked or harvested. So you need to have it fully ripe before you can harvest it. Here I have some pictures. Can't see them so clear. But I'll just show you what's going on. From the fruits harvested, we have identified five different stages. Stage one, if you can see here. Stage one is green for the most part, with a hint of pink, both at the top and at the bottom of the fruit. In stage two, there's about 50% pigmentation, or the fruit becomes about 50% pink in stage two, if you can see it clearly. For stage three, however, the fruit is fully pink. But moving on into stage four, the pinkness is not so well defined. It's more darker in stage four, but of course with a bit of pinkness in it. And in stage five, it's completely dark. Some might say black or purple, but it's, I would say black. Alright. What was done in the experiment? First of all, the samples were harvested from Whitewater, St. Catherine in Jamaica. Once we harvested them, we then took them back and identified the three different ripening stages. The data for this is not presented in this presentation. Once we have identified the stages, we then weighed some fresh samples and dried them in an oven at 60 degrees Celsius until constant weight was obtained. For other samples, we extracted sugars using the method of Benkeberg and Verkwox, and then quantified using the Nelson and Smoogie's method. The phenol contents was then determined using the Foline Sertoli reagent and gallic acid equivalent as a standard. Following this, all our data, we used the SPSS program and did our statistical test to investigate any significance in the different ripening stages for the parameters we investigated. What was found? First of all, for the percentage dry matter, if you look at stage 2 to stage 4, it could be said that it was relatively stable with no significant difference. But up to stage 5, there was a significant increase in the percentage dry matter of the fruit. In the total reducing sugars, there is a general increase in the concentration of total reducing sugars as the fruit ripens from stage 1 up to stage 5, with the maximum concentration of sugars being observed in stage 5. For the total phenolic contents, we see here that there wasn't much significant difference throughout the fruit ripening process for phenolic contents. However, if you look closely for stage 5, there was a big dip in it, which I cannot say as to why that occurred, but hopefully we might find something in the near future to discuss or to give rise to an explanation for that. So in concluding, what we can say is that there was a general decrease in the percentage dry matter content for the fruit as it ripens, and overall there was an increase in the total reducing sugar, with a maximum concentration being reached in stage 5. As well as for the total phenolic content, the total phenolic content decreased or remained stable during the entire ripening process. And with that said, I would like to thank first the conveners of this symposium for allowing me the opportunity to come here and showcase my results. Also, the Office of Graduate Studies at the University of the West Indies was funded this trip here, and the lab techs at the university who sorted out all the different equipment that were really faulty, and also the crop science team who are here today. Some of them you might recognize. Mr. Richards, who was just presented, alright, and Raquel and many others. So that one right there in the middle, that's my supervisor, Professor Ben Kibler. Alright, so thank you all very much.